Welcome, and welcome back to the latest edition of Brandler Bits. I'm Jeff Brandler. This is our end of the year episode, and what a year it has been. Just a quick question. Does anybody remember anything they did in January or February? I'm at a loss for this. I have no recollection. To me, the year starts on March 17th, the day I move my in-person office to my home office. And in the last 271 days since then, it seems like one big day. Just one long day of separation of different dinners and different meals and different events, but one long day that has lasted 271 days. And this one day seems like a horror movie, where you hold on to the armrests and white-knuckle it until the monster is destroyed. And like all good horror movies, just when you think the monster is destroyed, the monster returns. Yes, this is what 2020 has been all about. I don't think anyone needs a list of the year in review, a top 10 list, or a bottom 10 list, in order to recount the tragedies and disasters that have happened this year. Some of us have feared the worst. Some of us have taken the hardest hits that the year has offered. Some of us have been knocked down, scared to death, and recovered. And here we are still standing. Yes, many of us have had an increase in depression, an increase in anxiety, an increase in weight, let's call it the COVID-15, an increase in drinking, an increase in smoking, and an increase in online shopping. Now, typically, these symptoms are problematic, but seemingly, they've been problematic for everyone. If you look up the definition of the term normal, normal is the context in which the behavior happens. When you hear that everyone has these symptoms, these behaviors have become another definition of our new normal. These behaviors are not great in the long term, and they need to be changed. The question is when to change them. Many long-term listeners know that I am not a fan of New Year's resolutions. If you have a minute or two, check out last year's ending episode entitled Irresolution if you want to know more. Do we wait until next year when the weather is warmer, when a full vaccine regimen is in full bloom? No. These behaviors will be far worse and harder to fix. I say we take a page from the people who stop smoking. They decide on a quit date, and they circle that on the calendar. And between then and now, they get themselves into good shape in order to stop. Okay, what would that look like? So let's say you want to lose that COVID-15 weight gain that you have had. And with the holidays coming up and the virus spiking, you say you are not quite ready to lose that weight. Makes lots of sense. No point doing something until you're ready to do it. So you decide to pick a date, let's say arbitrarily February the 1st. And you decide that you want to get in shape for your February 1st quit date, if you will. And here are some things that you might do. You might start monitoring your food intake. Don't change a thing, just monitor it. Examine what you eat, when you eat it, how much do you eat at one single serving? When are you triggered to eat more? Do you go on eating binges, or you just graze all day? Once you've accumulated this data, now you also know some of the pitfalls when you start to do your change on our arbitrary February 1st date. Now you're ready to go. Then you set a reasonable goal for the first 30 days. Say by March 1st, I want to lose 3 pounds. Then decide what strategies you will do in order to do that. Will you use an app? Will you use a food plan? Will you use a food substitute like Nutrisystem or Jenny Craig? Will you be doing this by yourself? Or will you be asking others to join with you? Then you do the most important step. You commit. You commit to your date and you tell the world, yes, literally the world. You post it on social media. You tell family, friends, neighbors, anyone that you can conceivably tell that, hey, on February 1st, I am starting my weight loss plan and my plan is to lose 3 pounds until March 1st. And when February 1st comes around, you start. And on February 2nd, you start again. And on February 3rd, you start again each and every single day because each day is a new day. The past days don't matter. Each day is a new day. It's the no failure plan. You keep starting each and every day. You messed up, it doesn't matter. You keep going forward. Throughout your 30 days between February 1st and March 1st, you monitor your plan. Then you fine-tune it and you figure out the best way for you to do this. Not for me, not for anyone else, for you to do this. And you do this plan each and every day. Maybe you find a mantra. Maybe you find a song, perhaps a song lyric, an inspirational post that you can regularly reinforce your success. Something regular that gives you hope or courage or whatever you need to do to stay the course. Each and every day, each and every meal. And on March 1st, you review that goal. And you say, okay, I'm down 3 pounds. Let's set another goal for April 1st. And you do the same thing and you keep repeating, repeating, and repeating. And that's how we're going to do this. Any other behaviors that need to be changed, you can use this very same model. The strategies are exactly the same, be it smoking, be it shopping, drinking. Do it each and every day, each and every opportunity. So as the year comes to a close and we head towards 2021, do something important. Make the changes. Feel better. Losing 15 pounds now will be a lot easier than losing 30 pounds later. Remember, change is something that everyone can do. It is an equal opportunity process. Change is possible. I would be remiss before ending today if we didn't address the obvious spikes in depression in this population. Researchers are calling mental health issues the fourth wave of COVID. These problems, unlike food and the others, will definitely get worse and definitely cause bigger problems. As we head towards winter, seasonal depression will be in full bloom. When we combine seasonal depression with the depression that's caused by the isolation, the stress, and the loss in our normal lives, this depression can be disastrous and potentially, and sadly, fatal. If you are having an increase in depression, please find a therapist. Do that now. Do not do that tomorrow. Do not wait till next week or our mythical February 1st date. Teletherapy is the most amazing thing that has happened from this pandemic. You can see any therapist in the state that you live in. You are not limited to the region, the county, the town, or within miles of your home. Since it's teletherapy, you can connect to someone easily. To do this, you need one thing: courage. Asking for help is not weakness, it's a strength. It takes strength to pick up a phone or a device. You need courage, you need strength. This is doable. In order to find a therapist, ask a friend, a coworker, a neighbor, search online, search your insurance plan. If you have no insurance, check out a local mental health agency. Talk to a clergy member, a doctor, someone that's involved in understanding these things. Ask them for a recommendation. There are so many people that you can see. Find the courage. Do this now. If you have questions or comments about today's episode, feel free to contact me at my website, which is www.changeispossible.org. And speaking of my website, for convenience, there is now a link on the homepage for all of the COVID-related Brandler bits on the sidebar. Remember, 2020 has been a rough ride. 2021 in the beginning will probably be just as rough. We will need some good strategies, some good resilience, some faith, some gratitude, and some good self-care to get us through. Do not hesitate to find extra support if you need it. There will be more Brandler Bits in 2021. Hopefully, some of these tidbits have been useful additions to your 2020 menu. From the entire staff at Brandler Bits, have a great holiday season, and we will see you in 2021.